Okay, we are all the way in the bottom of Daf Ches Amud Beis. We are going to return sort of to our original conversation. Our original conversation of it was about what day a couple should get married. But the reason was, right, the reason given was because of the fact that he's going to come to Beis Din, he's going to make a taina, an argument that he found out, right, the first time they're together, that that the woman wasn't really a basula, because it must be, and the assumption is that she was mizana, right? After they'd already had a kiddushin, that she was with somebody else, etc. And so we want to have, you know, an opportunity for him to come the next morning before he cools down, right, to make that argument in Beis Din. And Gemara now continues with the question about what's the argument he's going to make, what's he going to say when he gets to Beis Din. So on the very bottom of Chesam and Beis, the last three words on Chesam and Beis, says the Gemara as follows. Amar Rabbi Elazar, now we're already on the Testament of. Amar Rabbi Elazar, ha-omer, Pesach, Pasuach, Matzasi. So what happens, the guy says, I found, it was already open, meaning, he's saying, she was not a basula, right? When they were together the first time, when they had relations the first time, so he could tell that she wasn't a virgin, that she had clearly been together with somebody else before. And we're not talking about a woman who was previously married. And he makes this argument that she clearly was with somebody else. So Rashi says, Rashi says in the top, "V'tanes damim ein lo." Right, like what, you know, why does he say like there were no psulim, right? Meaning that he can say like, you know, there was no blood there, etc. Could go into shehiv mishpachas durkiti. We're going to see she'ein lahem dam psulim. There's certain families genetically they don't have an hymenal ring, etc. So there's never going to be dam there anyways. So that's why he can't argue, right? You know, that there was no dam. He said there was no blood, etc. He'll say, no, I could tell, right, that there was no hymenal ring, right? Or he lost the sheet afterwards. But he doesn't know if there was dam or not. But he knows, he can tell that she was not a basula. So what happens? So what happens in such a case? So if he says, Homer Pesach Vatsuach Matzasi, Neman La Osra Alav. What's he believed for? He's believed to change the status in terms of him and her, and that she's forbidden to him. Why is she forbidden to him? A woman who is mizana, a woman who's is married to one man, and then goes ahead and has tashmish with another man, so she becomes forbidden to both. Asal bol, asal abal. She becomes forbidden to the man that she was with, the man she had a forbidden relationship with, and then she becomes forbidden to her husband. So if he goes ahead and he says pesach tzul matzasi, so again, in terms of proving that this really happened, right, we're not going to, mete out punishment to her based on his argument by himself. But what he is believed to say is, it now impacts his relationship that he's forbidden to his own wife. Okay, so Gemara says, Vamai, why? Why should they even be forbidden to each other? Sveik sveikahu, right, there's a double suffix in play. Okay, why is it a double suffix? Suffix tachtav, suffix en tachtav. First of all, maybe she was with a different man before they were ever married, right? They did kiddushin. A year later, they had nisuin. She's 19 years old, right? So who knows? Maybe Pesach Patuach Matzasi is correct, but maybe that's because she was with someone when she was 17 years old before she ever met this guy, right? How does he know that it was when they were already married?
But
or already had kiddushin?
She wouldn't be a virgin then.
Right, she wouldn't be a virgin.
That doesn't answer them.
Exactly. I mean, his statement of Pesach Patuach Matzasi, yeah, would be correct, right? But it would have no implication on their marriage, right? The fact that they got married and it would have no implication on them being permitted to each other, right? She'd still be permitted to him because she had a previous relationship. Fine. Fine. So that's number one. So subject number one is maybe it was when they were already married, maybe not. And number two, subject be'onis, subject be'ratzon. Even if you want to argue that she was with somebody else after she was already married to him, maybe that was because she wanted to, and maybe she was raped. Maybe it was something that was against her will, right? And the halacha is, right, if she is a woman who is raped, she's an anusa, so she can go, we already talked about this, right? She can go back to her husband, right? She's not beratzon, she wasn't beratzon, she didn't do it, willingly, so she's not forbidden to her husband. So that's the double level suffix, right? So this is, again, the Gemara Ksuba is introducing us to another new concept known as svek sveka, right? A double suffix. Suffix number one is, who knows? Maybe she was, together with this other person before they were married. Maybe it was when they were married. That's topic number one, so we don't know. And number two, even if she was together with this new man after she was married to her husband, nevertheless, maybe that was perotzah, but maybe it was bonus. And which is another case in which, yeah, and she wouldn't be forbidden to him. So two reasons here to be concerned in a certain sense that she's not really usher to him, even if, and by the way, that's all true, even if his statement of Pesach Hatzuch Matzasi is 1,000% correct, right? So it's very nice that you believe him, Pesach Hatzuch Matzasi, let's just assume that we believe him in terms of his relationship with his wife, but nevertheless, that should not be a reason to forbid her to him, right? Because you have a sex fake there. Okay.
We're assuming he's going to Beis Din or something, and he's making this
statement, Pesach Hatzuch Matzasi. Correct. Yeah, yes, thank you, yes. Right, he's walking into Beis Din, and this is the statement that he makes. Right. Good. And by the way, what's the assumption of the Gemara? That if it would be just one suffix, she'd be usher to him. Right? If it was just one suffix, if he says Pesach was usher, and the suffix was, maybe the onus, maybe the rotzon or something. Let's say we know it wasn't before they were married. We're going to see in a second. But the assumption is if it's just one suffix, we would say that's, suffix to Resh L'chumra. Right? Maybe she should be forbidden to him because of one suffix. Once it's a svek sveka, and this itself is a chiddush, right? Now is not the time necessarily to get into all the discussion about Sveka. But the assumption is that even though one suffix, you say suffix there, certainly in deraisas, right? This question of ish, shizinsa, is in deraisa to be with her, so that's suffix deraisa l'chumra. But the assumption being, if there's two svekos, now the Gemara is clearly saying that once you bring a second level suffix, now already there's no reason to ask her at all, right? Which is fascinating. Okay, so fine. So fine. So the question is: in this case, why don't we say no? Even his tiny of Pesach Hatzuch Matzasi should not be enough to forbid her to forbid his wife to him. Just look at Rashi for one second. Rashi says, look what it says. Neman laosra alav. This is an important point, right? Fourth, the last of the wide lines there. Right, all the way up top, line number four. Neman, he's believed to, this is a bit just packed in that first point, he's believed to forbid her to him. Right? Why? Va'af avisha in the davar ze'yachol is barer ela apif, right? No one, this is something he's gonna state, and no one's going to know if he's right or not. Right? No one's going to know if he's correct. Right?
What about the sheets?
So that's Rashi's point originally, like the sheets were lost. She's from a family that doesn't have besulim. They don't have heimel ring, so she's not necessarily going to bleed.
So
the point is, he's saying this is my experience. He's saying this is my experience, basically. Yeah. So the point being, to make her, for example, she's in says chay misa, right? A woman who has an affair, so she's really supposed to. She's not going to put her to death, based on the husband saying pesach to a mazazi, right? However, legabe nafshe, according to him, is another foundational shas concept. In terms of himself, have meheman leshavi alei chaticha di isura. The language is crass, but it's not crass. It's talking about it's referring to chaticha leshavi alei chaticha di isura means literally to make it literally means to make the meat forbidden to him. But what is that referring to? It's not referring to the woman as meat. It's referring to a concept in Hilchos Kashrus, which is that a person says, right, this thing is forbidden to me, or even Hilchos Nedarim, he'll say this thing is forbidden to me. It becomes usher to him, even though it's not really treif. Right, but he can make a statement about it that says, oh, I know that this meat came from Burger King. So then, even though we don't know if he's right or not, right, the fact that he said it, shavi anafshi chadicha di yisur, for himself becomes forbidden. So same thing here. He makes a statement, pesach chatzuch matzasi, that she's not a basula. So even though we can't verify the statement, right, we're not going to forbid, we're not going to say, she's chayevis misa, we're not going to say all these types of things about her based on one individual, the husband himself, etc., who is a karov, right, making this statement, but nevertheless, he can forbid her to himself, that he has the power to do.
Right, particularly because it's inherently, like, for this person, presumably it's his first time, presumably he may be wrong.
But that's different. Right. That's true, yeah. but that's not the Gemara's point yet. You're right. That's a different question. How does he know? Right? Yeah, right. He doesn't know what he's doing. Right, he's never been married before.
But he doesn't know. World where he had multiple wives, so he could. This
good,
could be
very good.
Second, third, fourth
right,
wife.
Correct, exactly. Yeah. So correct. So that's part of this conversation also. But this assumption is even if he knows exactly what he's talking about, right? Even knows exactly what he's talking about, it doesn't matter. Nevertheless, Shavya Navi, if he makes that statement, okay, he should be careful making these statements, decide to go to Beis Din and etc. But he does Shavya Navshe Chaticha Yisur. Right, so he makes her forbidden to him.
But if he's making her usher to himself, why does he have to go to Beis Din unless there's some legal consequence, meaning he gets out of the ketubah. Is that what follows at the end of this?
Oh, or? Oh, look at next line, Rashi. Look at this. Legabe nafshi have mehem el hashav lecha dichet yisura, aval hafsid ha-ksuba so lo mehemen. But he's not believed to say she should lose her ksuba now. This is a raw deal. So, not correct.
So,
she shouldn't get it.
Why does he have to go to the base anyway? Why can't he just say, look, you're usher to me because I think you're...
Well,
you're
didn't we have that idea? He just wakes up and feels that way for a minute. Then
I don't say they wake up on the wrong side of the bed. But he's got to go to base. He goes to base then to make an announcement.
So it's a good question why he goes.
Yeah,
but
didn't we have that ratio all the way in first base? That one... Possibly the reason is that other people will come, other agents
right.
will come.
Right, good, exactly. Right, I mean, if he starts the process, who knows? Right. Right. Maybe then someone else is going to come and something to show, really, that's true. I heard the thing about this person. No. Right, you never know where that can go once he goes ahead. Again, I wouldn't say the Gemara is encouraging him to come. Gemara just says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ha'omer, Pesach, why he came? Right, this is the Gemara doesn't always, right, they're just presenting to us what happens in that scenario. Mm-hmm. So, should he come, should he not come? Again, think about the other side. If you're a person who had this experience and you think it's true, right, mm-hmm. So now you know what to do. Right, like, is she forbidden to me? Am I allowed to be with my wife? Am I allowed to, right? Like, that's part of this whole question here. Mm-hmm. So maybe he comes to Beis Din to ask the question. They say, well, what happened? He'll say, well, I'll tell you what my experience was. Right, like meaning, who knows what this, mm-hmm. How this conversation exactly went, but the point is, shavya nafshi chadichet yisur is a real thing. That even though it's a fascinating concept, it could be that for one person, right, everyone else looks at her as totally, she didn't do anything wrong, but according to him, she did something else or something wrong, and she's forbidden to him. Right, so this idea shavya nafshi chadichet yisur, comes into play in this because he makes that statement about himself. Maybe that's a reason why he shouldn't make the statement. Fine. But the point is that if he does, that's what happens. Fine. So I just wanted to make sure we made that point. Mm-hmm. Fine. So then we saw the double suffix. So he makes this double suffix. The Gemara answers back, but I don't know. There's double suffix here. Suffix tachdav, suffix eino tachdav. Maybe this happened before they were married. And number two, even if it did happen, suffix v'ono suffix v'rosin. And even if it happened after they were married, maybe she was forced. And that's the reason why this happened. So if that's true, says the Gemara, I don't get it. Why are we listening to him at all? And we shouldn't even say, Shavya nafshe chadichet yisur. He shouldn't even be forbidden to him. Fine. Answers the Gemara, lo, tzricha. No, I'll tell you, we do need the case. Why? Be'esh is kohen. What if he's a kohen? If he's a kohen, then what happens? Savik tachtav, savik eno tachtav, that still applies. That first savik still matters, right? Because maybe it happened before she was married. Right. However, savik be'ona, savik be'rotzon, that's not going to make a difference. Why? Because we saw this already. Right. Look at Rashi. Be'ish is kohen. Right. Sha'ones aserba hilkachat safeku. Right. When it comes to a kohen, if a man's married to a woman and she is raped by somebody and it's again against her will, it doesn't matter. She's still forbidden to her husband at that point. So the point is, if you're talking about Eishes Kohen, now we only have one suffix. If it's only one suffix, then we say, Shavin Afshe Chatichat Yisura, it's Taka, true, that she becomes forbidden to him. Because we'd say, suffix Deresh L'chomer, we're nervous there, that, in that case, that she really should, she's absurd there.
So, by a Kohen, if she's raped?
She becomes forbidden to her husband afterwards.
Okay, and what about if she was before Kedushin?
So if she's before Kedushin, yeah. She's not necessarily forbidden to him. An almana, for example.
Kohen.
Right, if he's a Kohen, Kohen can marry an almana, for example, right?
Okay.
A woman's been married before.
He can't marry a virgin.
But he doesn't have to marry a virgin. But a Kohen Gadol does. But a regular Kohen does not have to.
Okay.
And that's why if it's an Eishes Kohen, the only scenario that goes away is Savik Be'onah, Savik Be'ratzon, whether she did it willingly or not. That's the only thing that goes away, because that suffix doesn't matter anymore. Even if it was bonus, even if it was against her will, so she's going to be forbidden.
Right.
Fine. V'vayisim. And the question now, if you want, I'll give you another answer. Right. If you want, I'll give you another answer. Be'eshes Yisrael, it's not an Eishes Kohen. Ukagon the kibo ba'avua kiddushin pechusa mibas gimel shanim v'yomecha. What happened? Is a girl who was married off when she was less than 3 years old in one day. Okay? And that's how her relationship started with this man. Why does that matter? Because the rule is as follows. Right? Look at Rashi. Pechusim ibaskim milshanim. Ve'achshav shehi gedola. Meaning, so what happened? He got married when she's 3 years old. Less than 3 years. She got married when she's 2 years old. Okay?
Kedushin, right?
Kedushin when she's 3 years old. Kedushin when 2 years old can happen, right? But they cannot have, any type of, even in times of Gemara, if she's that little, they're not going to have a physical relationship. Right? It's not possible. They're not going to do that. But what happens? Ve'achshav hi gedola. Now she's older. Right? Upitu yapitoi ve'ina ones. And if she would go bam and be with another man, she's not going to be considered. Let's say she's already 12 years old now, right? Again, mm-hmm. if she's a 5 year old and a man seduces her, right? You call it. You know, it's not even called rutzon, right? There's no like. She doesn't know what she's doing anymore, right? Yet, right? But let's say now she's 13, 14 years old. What happens? Right? Hilka chad safek ika safek ones safek rutzon, right? But there's only, in which case, what's the only suffix? Maybe it was bonus, maybe it was beratzon. Why? Aval suffix tachdav, suffix ain tachdav leika. This is considerable. Well, maybe this happened before, right? Maybe it happened before, you know, before they were married. Well, here that's not possible. Why? Because she's been married since she's a little kid. Since she's, so what? She ilu nivala kodum lachein, if she would have had tashmish with somebody beforehand, Hayibusula chosrin. The Gemara Hanida has this concept that and I can't speak to the medical reality of this, but that a child who will lose her psulim when she's 2 years old, you know, so what happens? It actually comes back. It grows back. So the point being that Pesach Patsuach Matzasi could not possibly have happened before they were married. Because they were married when the psulim, if they would have been lost, would have come back. It would have grown back. So the point is that argument, and it's a case where she's been married basically, so it's almost like since birth, mm-hmm. in a certain sense. So there's no time when she was capable of, where it's even feasible to say, oh, well, maybe she had tashmish with someone else before they were married. No, if she had tashmish with someone else before they were married, they would have come back. So they would have grown back. So if that's true, that's Gemara's understanding of the reality. So if that's true, what does it mean? That suffix goes away. All right, so suffix, oh no, suffix, rotzon, when she's a 13, 14-year-old woman. Okay, so that's possible. Maybe she was raped, maybe she wasn't. Maybe she did a beratzon. But that's only one suffix. What about maybe it happened before they were ever married? That's impossible. Because if it happened before they were married, then she would still have besulim. So that's another case where there's only one suffix. So if you would say, Pesach Patsuach Matzasi, even though we can't verify and we can't say what we know, nevertheless, for him, we would say, Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Disur, make it forbidden to him. So Gemara just says it. My Kamash Malan. Oh, fine. So that's one of the... that's the two possibilities that would make this statement of Pesach Patsuach Matzasi, why he decides to come, Gemara not dealing with it yet, right? But he came, and he said that. And he made that statement. So this would be two scenarios in a normal case. In a typical case where she's not a bas kohen, he's not a kohen, or she wasn't. You know, she was married to him when she was 15 years old. Finished. So you're right. This Omer Pesach Masu Masasi would not have mattered.
That could be 90% of the time.
Yeah, it wouldn't mean anything. It wouldn't mean if he comes and says such a thing, we don't care. It's not even going to make her forbidden to him. However, in the case of Nashis Cohen, right, or the case where she's married before she was 3 years old, in each of those scenarios, there's only one suffix in front of us. So now when he says, Pesach Matzuach Matzasi, at that point, now that's going to make her forbidden to him. And we'll pick up with the Gemara's response back tomorrow.